One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
tonight, praise Yahweh. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them Pastor Buddy with the Shepherd Call is on there. We got a great program for you. Perfect Hatred. We want to talk about it. You know, in this age of love, the Christian church is the most gullible of all churches, and there's a reason for it. In our text zone tonight, Romans chapter 9, verse 22. What if Yahweh, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory. Now, I love that verse of Scripture in Romans in chapter 9. Paul, the author, what if? Now, what if he was desiring to show his wrath? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you just open your eyes, you can see Yahweh's wrath in the last days. You can see his power. I mean, it's awesome. We're having earthquakes, famines. We're having an expression of his power when it takes a tsunami and it races 6 miles inland and it rips apart everything that man has built. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, Yahweh is not in that. Do you believe for one moment that Yahweh loves the world? Do you love what the world is doing? Paul said again, if I have prophetic powers, if I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith, so as to remove move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Now, what was he talking about here? The Christian church say, oh, you got to love everybody. You can't speak against nothing. In today's world, we have what is known as, if you will, hatred is evil. Is hatred evil? That's what I want to know. Well, we know that hatred is often bad, but it's not always wrong, and it's not always evil. Now, what should we not hate? Is it ever acceptable to hate? When people teach that others are wrong because they participate in some practice, does that mean that they're guilty or they have improper hatred? Should they be accused of hate speech or hate crimes? Should laws be passed to punish those that the world considers hate crimes? When the Bible is taught and people reject the teaching, who is really guilty of improper hatred? That which is highly esteemed among man is abomination to Yahweh. How many times have you heard people say things like, hate has no place in our society. We love everybody over at our church. What they're telling you is they put up with anything that the devil and society, as an evil society, men shall wax worse and worse. People aren't getting any better. They're getting worse. That means that they accept things that are, or should be hated. Oh, we just don't say nothing about those things. Well, what about adulteration of the blood? Oh, we shouldn't speak against that. It's not my place to say anything about what other people like to do. And so when you come out against adulteration of blood, committing adultery, crossing the lines of nature, Yahweh made us all different. Well, yeah, but the skin color don't matter. Well, the Bible is full of hate language today. If you preach the Bible, you're going to be branded as a hate monger. They're going to say you're full of hate, or you use hate speech, or you commit a hate crime. Hatred is simply, listen to this now, hatred is simply a failure to love. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve the two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Hatred is not just the opposite of love. It's a lack of love and the absence of love. Love is a devotion or an attachment that leads us to a favorable view of someone or something such that we desire to promote it as a benefit or seek it for our own well-being. Hatred is generally hostility, animosity, antagonism. It leads us to have an unfavorable view of someone or something such as we desire it to be harmed, destroyed, or defeated. But in the Bible, hatred sometimes refers to loving one thing less than another. You don't have to be actively opposite a thing to hate it, so long as you don't actively pursue its good or don't love it as much as you love something else. Then you hate it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8. It says that there is a time to love and a time to hate. In this world, it's a time to hate what is going on. David said, through your precepts, Yahweh, you study the word, and when the word speaks against something, and you proclaim it, that's love. Those who would perceive it as hate have ganged up to pass laws to condemn what the Bible says that we should hate. But the things that we should love, they propose to promote it and to encourage it and to approve it. I know that hatred is often bad, but it's not always bad. Just because someone tells people they are wrong does not mean that that person is guilty of improper hatred. When we tell people what the Bible says and they reject the teaching, who is guilty of improper hatred? Things that we should not hate. If you hate God, then you know that you're on the opposite side. Whatever God says, if you're in opposition to it, you're a hater of God. You are a despiser, a hater of those that are good. When you preach the word which is good, but is perceived in an evil generation as bad, you become a hater of God. Romans 1:30. Some people, they actively resent God because it crosses their belief system. Those who are worthy of death include haters of God. If you know what I mean, they reject the knowledge of God and end up in false worship and immorality of all kinds. They say that these people may worship idols. We know that God hates those who worship idols. Those who do things contrary to Yahweh's word and openly display it and then convince the political system to pass laws to okay what they do. Then you become a hater when you testify that their works are evil. They hated Yahweh because he made demands on their lives. You see, we strive to enter the straight gate by walking the straight and narrow way. Yahweh testified against these folks because their works were evil. They hated him because he demands correction in their life. Why? Because to walk the straight and narrow way is to oppose those who walk the broad way that leadeth to hell and destruction. Yahweh disapproved people for the very things that are going on today, and we expect not to receive a recompense. What if Yahweh was willing to let these haters of God prosper? The Bible says, he that sins shall not prosper. These who refused to know Yahweh, because when they knew him as God, they glorified him not as God by doing opposite of what he said to do. That's haters of God. With an understanding that the people who say, oh, that's normal over in our church. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have the permission to marry two males together. That's okay. You see, when it becomes the norm, rather than the exception. It used to be an exception. Do you think the churches would have been considered good churches when they condoned such actions? Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters. You got to be on one side to hate it, or one side to actively resent God and to love the things that you're doing in the interest, and since it's promoted by the majority, now, today, we take the church world, I'm talking about the church world, if all church, if all churches preached against sin, then the devil couldn't come in. But when churches stopped preaching against sin and accepted it as the norm, those who come into the churches today to sound the alarm, they become antagonistic. The more that you love one, the more you hate the other because you can't serve two masters. If you speak out against something, it shows that everyone hates something. It's impossible to love everything. Have you ever thought about that? It's impossible to love everything. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. If you love God, then you must not love the world. If you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. Do you believe that you hate because you hate the world? Do you believe that there ought to be a hate law passed against you because you hate what the world does and you speak out against it? The Father don't love the world. But if you are afraid to speak out, if they can muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, it shows that people actually hate God, Yahweh in this case, by disobeying Him and saying, I don't care what the Bible says, we don't believe that at our church. Proverbs 14:2. One who is perverse in his ways despises Yahweh. Now, do you understand that? One who is perverse. Perverse is wicked, disobedient, unthankful, unholy. In the last days, they shall become disobedient, unthankful, and unholy. Does Yahweh hate people because He sends floods, He sends rain, He sends snow, He sends the cold, He sends earthquakes, He sends famine? Does He despise? Is there going to be a law against earthquakes when it kills? Because He hates the ways of man? Or is it the earth that trembles under the disobedience of man, as they despise and become perverse intentionally to break the commandments? For the Bible says, he who does not love Yahweh does not keep his words. So to disobey is a lack of love. A lack of love says that we hate God. And when people claim that others are guilty of hatred simply because you warn people that they're guilty of sin, and there's a consequence when you speak against that, who really is guilty of hatred? Who really is coming short? Who really is the sinner? The greatest command, according to Matthew 22, verse 37, is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. There are some things that we should hate, but you've got to be sure that you never hate God either deliberately or by neglect or by disobedience, because in the last days people will become guilty of deliberately hating God by neglect and by disobedience. These wrath, the Bible says wrath cometh upon the children of disobedience. And we wonder what's wrong with our world. It's because we can't speak against the disobedience. What if Yahweh willing to make his wrath known to the children of wrath fitted for destruction? What if you tell people they're going to hell? Well, our church tells them that, boy, when you come up to our church, you're going to be blessed. Well, our preacher tells them they're going straight to hell. Oh, really? Ever check the 501(c) license that they deliberately preach under? It's a sin to preach against sin, according to the 501(c). It's wrong to hate those things that God hates. Bring it up, and for your disobedience, your license will expire. Your right to have a meeting and take up a collection will be taken away. Who gives the government power to give you license to preach the Word of God? Did Elijah have license from Jezebel? Was the kettle calling the pot black? Or did Elijah say, choose this day who you will serve? How long will you be halted between two opinions? There's many ways that people are becoming guilty. They sit on the pews. They actively resent the restrictions and the requirements that truth must be protected to preach. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, to some people today call evil good and good evil. They reject Yahweh's laws. They despise his word. And it really goes hand in hand with people who openly hate God and they love to practice things that are evil. They just don't want to hear you openly speak out against it. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 8, Ahab said that he hated the prophet Micah because he always prophesied evil concerning him. He really believed he had a personal animosity when Micah was only loving Yahweh. If you love Yahweh, you will speak against the wicked king of Israel. He married Jezebel, the harlot. He worshipped idols. He allowed Jezebel to kill. So Ahab could take his vineyard. He followed evil. And when the prophet told him the truth, he hated the prophet for the truth. They shall hate you for my name's sake when you preach in the name of Yahweh. When you live to please him and live to anger those who you preach against, you're not loved. Are you willing to stand up and take the abuse?
Don't tell us what to believe. Don't tell us what to do. We don't believe that old junk over at our church. Our society is filled with people who argue against truth and defend the lies of Satan. Even when the Bible says, no, they say yes, we don't care by what authority that you speak against us. We have laws to charge you with a hate crime. We resent being controlled by God's Word. You know why people are leaving the church in droves? People who love truth will come to God's Word if they have to stay home and secretly practice it. Some people hate the light and refuse to come to it because they don't want their deeds exposed. And birds of a feather will flock together. In 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 15, Yahweh described the sins of Judah. He sent his messengers to warn the house of Judah, but the people mocked the messenger. They despised his word. They scoffed at his prophets. They killed them until there was no remedy, and Yahweh had no solution, and he sent them into captivity. Likewise, the New Testament warns us not to despise the chastising of Yahweh. We need to realize that chastisement and rebuke from Yahweh's word is based on his love, not his hate. Like the parent who should correct a disobedient child, but they've got an 800 number for you. And believe me, the children know how to dial it, and the state knows how to enforce it. You'll regret chastising your child. The Bible encourages us to beat the devil out of the child. Sparing the rod actually spoils the child. But today, the state has taken over your child. And just like we as children have become disobedient to Yahweh, our children have become disobedient, haters and despisers of those that are good, trying to stand for what's right. When it's construed as hatred. Now, I don't suggest that you beat your child. But there should be enough restraint in the family, home. You see, Satan has moved in. The Antichrist has destroyed the integrity of the home. The husband is no longer considered the head. He's the tail. These liberal wives disrespect their husbands. When it says, husband, love your wife, and wives, love your husband in all things. The rebuke of sin is an act of love, not of hatred. Some people hate truth when they refuse to obey it. Yahweh pleaded, turn from your wicked ways. I hate every false way, David said. Perfect love casts out fear. When people consent with thieves, and when they fellowship adulterers, when they speak evil, when they slander their brothers who stand for truth, when they pass laws to muzzle out the ox that treads out the corn. It's Yahweh's covenant taught through His Word, and if you love Yahweh, the world will hate you. If you love the world, Yahweh will hate you. Choose this day. Foolish people despise wisdom and instruction. They hate knowledge and despise being reproved. They will not listen to the teaching. Their hatred is deliberate. They don't appreciate the truth, and they will not walk in. They will not obey it because the society does not demand it, because we have been worn down piece by piece until Yahweh's Word has become of little benefit. It casts little light to expose those who hate Him, because you have no right to condemn them or speak against them, and all the churches of the world speak in favor of, oh, we need to love one another. Did you come over here to stir up trouble, Pastor Buddy? Are you a racist, Pastor Buddy? What's that Confederate flag that you preach that's behind you? That, what does that represent, Pastor Buddy? In my book, that's racist, and you are antagonizing my spirit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Confederate flag is not racist. It has the crossed hands of Jacob, the 13 tribes, the 13 nations of Israel, the 13 sons. I guarantee you that Yahweh did not love everything that claimed to be His son. Jacob I love, Esau have I hated. Before they done any good or any evil, Yahweh hated Esau. Today we are suffering the price of gas as a result of Esau being permitted to speak against hatred, to expose Esau, to uncover him and his sins and why he sinned. Yahweh said, I will let the enemy rule over you if you fail to obey what I say. You will become the tail and not the head. Esau, Edom, the enemy of Yahweh, the one he hates, the prescribers of usury, the magicians that have invented a way to turn worthless paper into a lustful seeking for riches. Proverbs 29, verse 27. An unjust man, as Esau Edom, is an abomination to the righteous. But today, we hook up with Esau Edom and pursue through greed. As they present, they're gifted to talk the talk. But their talk is to make themselves rich while they rob you, because one of the things that Satan came to do through his children is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. What they can't steal from you, they will destroy your ability to get wealth so that they can rule over you, and if that don't work, they'll kill you. Some people resent goodness because it shows they're wrong. Some people hate good and they love evil, when they should hate evil and love good. They don't want justice. Good people don't hate goodness. People hate good when they themselves are evil. And when they love being evil, they practice all the wrong things, and they won't change, though you tell them so. Can you go to a church today and proclaim the truth? No, you're branded hateful. They've got laws. They can call the law and have you arrested for a hate crime when you get up and read the Bible. We have people today pulling time for hate crimes. They tend to resent anything significantly different from what they are as a collective group, as long as it agrees with the laws that have been passed. You can see why people resent evil conduct. Criminals, terrorists, and any. They resent people who live significantly better than they do because it exposes their evil. Luke 6:22, men hate the Messiah and his followers. They exclude them. They will cast your name out as evil. You revile them and they cast out you and your name as evil. When you speak against them, they hate righteous people.
Well, who gave you a right to condemn it? You're no better than they are.
What do you mean? You see, they call good evil and evil good. Good evil. They call good evil and evil good. They do not resent, but they practice. This is put in a form of love. All this is put under the form of love. They imitate that they, oh, I love so-and-so. Churches are now condoning evil. Well, we just can't say nothing about that no more. Jesus said to love everybody. And see, and we've been weakened down. It's just like water running over a rock. It wears the rock down over time till there's no stones of truth left to cry out against the flood of people who resent Yahweh's word. It tells them they're wrong. They are not going to change. And likewise, they will hate you. Because you tell them they're wrong. 2 Timothy chapter 3. People despise those that are good. When they themselves practice evil, they're lovers of themselves and of money. They're proud. They're unholy. They're unloving. They're lovers of pleasure. Take away their ball games. Oh, my, take away the things that they love to do. Oh, my. They're not lovers of Yahweh. When people don't love Yahweh, and that which is good, it's because they hate Yahweh, and they hate the good that He prescribes because they love evil. There's a time to love and a time to hate. Oh, it's okay. I can do this and still love God. I'm going to heaven. I know that I belong to the church. You see, when they get settled in, they put their name on the book and they think that they're going to heaven. What does the Bible say? You're going to be gathered, and then you're going to begin to say, Lord, haven't we done many
good works in your name. And then he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Oh, they need to hear Yahweh talk a little bit. They say, oh, he's full of hate. He is so hateful.
Bring them here that would not that I rule over them and slay them before me.
Oh, my heavens above. That's not the God I want to serve.
Well, he hates. He killed that person.
Ladies and gentlemen, the day has come that they call evil good and good evil. They don't want the truth that is good to condemn their evil, which is hate. They hate you. The laws are passed for their benefit, not yours.
They don't go to jail when they hate you. It's you that go to jail when you hate them and tell them they're wrong. The world resents those who rebuke evil. When you have real concern for those that's lost, when you see your brother about to go over the cliff and you tell him so, and you try to save him, that's love. But the majority of people will brand you as a hate monger. Laws are on the book to protect them. Their sinful hatred of good people who oppose when you speak the truth. These are the ones that are guilty of sinful hatred. According to Matthew 10:22. According to Psalms 34:21. According to Proverbs 9:8. According to Corinthians 11:22. According to 1 John 2:9. When people sin because they hate other people, consider what kinds of people that does the hate. Your own family will be your foes. They will hate you because you tell them the truth. It's not right to do this. It's not right to do that. When you restrict their liberty to sin, Esau hated Jacob and sought to kill him. Why? Because Jacob loved Yahweh. And Esau hated Jacob. Joseph's brothers hated him and sold him into slavery. Why? Because a foolish man despises his mother. And many children resent and despise their parents, especially when they get to their teenage years. They won't become obedient. And most of the violence and the murders happen right in the family. When you hear of family members who quarrel, fight, do violence, and even kill one another, hatred is not just active, conscious animosity to do good, to fail to treat our family with love. When you speak against their evil ways, they shall hate you. Some people resent the poor, and others resent the rich. Proverbs 19:7. The poor man is hated by his own brothers. His friends abandon him, even if he pleads with them. People don't want to help the poor. They resent them. Or at least they don't have enough love to help them. Servants should not despise their masters. Those who lack wealth or possessions are the people that sometimes resent and envy the rich and get a spirit against those who have
as opposed to those who have not. Have you ever noticed the envy of the poor as they resent the rich and hate them? They resent because they don't have the social status. A poor man's wisdom is despised. Galatians chapter 4, verse 13. When you mistreat the sick, the poor, and the needy, when you turn your face, seeing your brother in need, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in you? Some people resent the old people. These nursing homes have become homes of hate, as those who take care of them, no relation, they don't care. Your money that they're using to be paid, they resent. They will not take care like you would take care of your mother and daddy. Yet we send our parents off to abandon them. We're too busy. Too many things to do in the world. We're indifferent. A lack of love. And therefore, it's a form of hatred. Attitudes. Need to change your attitude. It's the sinners. The Pharisee, he illustrated his own righteousness and he despised others. He bragged when he prayed how much better he was than a sinner. Failed to see his own faults. Christ hated that. He spoke against it. When you hate, you love. And when you love, you hate. Choose this one. You can't serve two masters. Are you going to stand for Yahweh? Are you going to speak out openly? Does your church condone these sinful ways that the Bible speaks about? I suggest you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and read the whole passage in that chapter. Branded as hate mongers. I suggest that you read Numbers 25, the whole chapter. You will become a hater for standing for truth. I suggest that you read Romans 1:20 and 1:21 and take that message to your church. There's a time to love and there's a time to hate. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8. Yahweh condones hatred against the things that he spoke against. When you hate because it's love, and the world has changed love to hate, it passes laws to condemn your love for standing for what's true. Because they hate the truth, they will not walk in, and we have set idly by and let a people who claims to be God's chosen people come into the world and pass these laws to tie the hands, to tape the mouth of the prophets, to muzzle out the prophet who treads out the corn. Ladies and gentlemen, it not to be. Should we hate the passages that are true? Should we hate the things that Yahweh hates? Should we love the things that Yahweh loves? Or should we love things that Yahweh hates and hate the things that Yahweh loves. It's time. It's time that we stood against the things of the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Psalms 11 and 5. Yahweh hates the one who loves violence. Why? He hates all workers of iniquity. He abhors the bloodthirsty and the deceitful man. Psalms chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. When people are stealing, greed, they're dishonest. Today it takes 3 or 4 lawyers to keep these crooks straight. We were working on the assembly here. We hired a man to deliver the assembly and set it up. He ripped us off to the tune of over $3,000. Greed. He stole. He was corrupt. He was a liar. Should we love those things? Or should we condemn those things? Proverbs 6:16. Yahweh hates the lying tongue and a false witness who speaks lies. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Proverbs 12:22. Psalms 119:163. I hate and abhor those who lie, but I love your law, Yahweh. And those who keep it. Psalms chapter 5 again. Yahweh will destroy those who speak falsehood. Yeah, we could use the $3,000 right now. We don't have it. We trust it. This man was very religious, passing out literature. Proverbs 6:16. The first thing in Yahweh's list of abominations is a proud look. He was proud. He had a good crew. And they were. He had good equipment. Oh, he just looked like he was perfect. Then the farm marshal, who we checked with, said, "Well, that fellow's a crook. He don't even have any license." Proud look. An abomination. They will not go unpunished. Yahweh hates pride, arrogance, haughtiness, those who speak against those who are righteous, those who speak against those things, they're hated. But for the love of Yahweh, the truth will stand when the world's on fire. Flee idolatry, false teaching, false religion. I hate every false way, David said. I hate with a perfect hatred. Can you say Yahweh hates every false way? He hates the practice of adultery, homosexuality. He hates these things with a perfect hatred. They're abominations to them that proclaim them and churches that condone them. These are workers of iniquity. Come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You've got my message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I love you very much. I don't hate you because I tell you the truth. I love you. Love is a power that cannot be broken. It's a bond of truth that will stand when the world's on fire. Write me tonight. I need
your assistance. We need to overcome being ripped off of over $4,000. Somebody could help us tonight to recover that, what the evil has stolen away from us. It's the trick of Edom. Oh, how Edom loves to deceive the very elect. They will come in and they will sit with you. This man was very religious, like I say, passing out literature. And all the time, his heart was full of lies and abominations. He shall receive a greater damnation. Yahweh bless you tonight. May he prosper you. Post Office Box 568. Write me. I'll tell the truth. I'll preach the truth that you can have a chance at becoming a hater of those that are evil. Joining forces with the good by condemning those things that they practice openly, they condone. Satan's job, kill, steal, destroy. If you love Yahweh good enough and hate the things that you have in your life, which is the things that you cling to, may Yahweh bless you when you've got enough love to go against the things that would harm you or be hurtful to you. Yahweh bless you. Thank you, brother. Sounding good tonight. I appreciate that. Praise Yahweh. Got an email there from one of the brothers up the country. Some people love the truth. Praise Yahweh. I love those that love Yahweh, and I encourage you tonight to write us. That's Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And that's Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, 37874. You can telephone me here tonight. I'm live around the world on WWRB. Telephone us at 423-351-1082. I'd like to encourage you tonight to visit our website. Brother Bob, our webmaster, has now got up a brand new website for the Shepherd's Call. It's online. You can visit us if you have the means. You can go online and search for us with oneyahweh.com. Type that into your search engine. That will bring up our brand new website. There are hundreds of hours of messages. There's hundreds of hours of articles we believe that could bless you and enlighten you to make you a hater of those who are evil, but make you a lover of those that are good, to put your perspective, to bring you into the right attitude toward you can't serve two masters. You can serve Yahweh by hating the evil. You can serve the devil by hating the good. Choose this day who you'll serve. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWCR on 4840. Write that down. That'll be Pastor Buddy. Tomorrow night in prime time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time around the world on WWCR. I'll see you there on frequency 4840, 4.840. We'll see you there with Dr. Gary as my sponsor. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark
down in the great state of Mississippi. Brother Bud and Brother Edward, the Mississippi boys. Praise Yahweh. Thank you for all of your tithes and offerings. We are steadily making headway with our chapel. We've just barely got enough funds to buy a few gravel and build steps and things that we're doing. It's just we're having to pray hard because those who hate the righteous, because of those who love Yahweh and hate the evil. That's why that we're building a chapel, because we hate every false way. We're going to speak out until Yahweh comes after people have kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. I'll see you tomorrow night. WWCR, write it down. Go to our website. That's oneyahweh.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. And may Yahweh bless you, and may you be filled with perfect hatred. In the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah.